This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. will appear on Colorado's ballot. The state's Libertarian Party says its members have agreed to form a partnership with the Kennedy campaign. That comes after Colorado Libertarians voted to reject the national Libertarian presidential candidate. They say Kennedy is the candidate who aligns most with their values. A new proposed federal rule aims to protect workers from excessive heat in the workplace. CPR's John Daly.
The Biden administration proposal would require employers to monitor workers and provide rest areas and water when the heat index reaches 80 degrees or higher. Dr. Jay Lemery is an emergency medicine physician and co-directs the climate and health program at CU Anschutz.
We know that heat kills, and we also know that heat is now coming up in areas well beyond historic precedents.
Colorado is one of only five states with workplace standards for heat exposure. Florida and Texas passed laws preventing local governments from requiring heat protections for outdoor workers. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Coloradans with disabilities will have a new advocate in state government. KRCC's Charlie Sutherland reports.
The state's new Disability Opportunity Office will research disability issues and make policy recommendations to the governor. Governor Jared Polis signed the bill creating the office this spring, and it's taking effect now. The office is set to receive more than $5.5 million, mostly from the state's Disability Support Fund. They are recruiting a director. Eventually, six people will work in the office. I'm Charlie Sutherland, KRCC.
It's mostly sunny around Denver and in Colorado Springs through the day. Just a chance for some rain around the metro area this afternoon. Highs in the 80s today and getting a little warmer tomorrow. Grand Junction hitting 90 this afternoon and staying warm through the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.